In 2018, the Community Foundation of the Ozarks teamed up with the Missouri Foundation for Health to provide funding for the Rural Ozarks Health Initiative, or ROHI. It's a three-year, $750,000 grant program to address priority health issues in communities or regions served by CFO's rural affiliate foundations. And on today's edition of our ongoing series, Making a Difference, a conversation on collaboration and the importance and impact of ROHI with
Sarah Morrow with Missouri Foundation for Health.
Alice Wingo, Vice President of Affiliates.
For the CFO.
Yes.
And
Robin Morgan, I am the president of the Community Foundation of West Plains.
Sarah Morrow says it was 2017 when the Missouri Foundation for Health and the CFO first had conversations about the Rural Ozarks Health Initiative.
Brian Fogle with the Community Foundation of the Ozarks had courted us for a little while and had conversations previous to my working in the field. And timing-wise, it finally worked out where Missouri Foundation for Health was in an evolution of how we were looking at our rural communities and how we could really be most impactful. And we finally were able to formalize that into a grant.
The preparations were to let our affiliate foundations know about this outside funding opportunity for their communities. And that's one thing we're always looking for at Community Foundation of the Ozarks is how can we leverage and collaborate with other organizations to bring dollars that don't originate into their communities into their communities. So we ask our affiliates to find out what those health needs are, what are some of the partners in their communities that are helping to meet those needs, and start to think in terms of how to collaborate within their own communities.
You know, a great many of CFO's 49 affiliate foundations are in rural areas. Describe the need for such an initiative as ROHI.
Immense. Overwhelming. I think that the response, not only in the things that we've seen the funding go to and support, but just hearing about all of the health needs that are happening on the ground in local communities. I mean, I think a lot of them come to mind when you think about health needs, but sometimes they're very nuanced for that local community, and it's very specific to a local community. And so I think the need is tremendous. Alice, what do you think?
And it's growing as health systems are closing down and as healthcare is becoming harder to obtain. So, for instance, in Shannon County, one of the poorest counties in Missouri, they have very few providers for, and no providers for behavioral health, very few providers for dental health. There just are not clinics and dentists and providers in those areas. So we've had to be creative on how to get healthcare to those communities.
And I think there's a broader awareness now of all the social determinants of health and how communities can address health holistically, which I think has been a great focus for this program and some of this funding to really address health from a holistic approach.
In total, Missouri Foundation for Health is granting through Community Foundation $750,000 in rural Missouri over these past 3 years.
Of that $750,000, $150,000 each goes to health projects in Carthage, Cassville, and Monette, with each community providing local matching dollars. And 30 grants of $10,000 each are addressing locally identified health issues in communities served by CFO rural affiliate foundations, including, according to Robin Morgan, the West Plains Community Foundation.
We asked agencies to fill out a grant application, and then a grant committee reviewed all the applications. And we not only had members from our board on the grant selection committee, but we also invited Ozark Action's CEO to sit on the selection committee. We also asked the Howe County Department to send us a representative and also our Ozarks Medical Center. And so we also collaborated not only with our board but outside agencies to help us make that decision on the selection. In West Plains, we had a total of 12 agencies that filled out the application, and we chose four. The first one was our Howe County Health Department, and their application was for a program that they're calling All Heart for screening and education of heart disease with an emphasis on lifestyle changes. Our second one was the Howe County Extension. We granted them $3,000 of the $10,000. to hold educational classes for Howe County residents on preventing cancer, stroke, and heart attack. And these classes were not only fit to teach better nutrition, health, but exercise options also. Our third one was the Southern Missouri Community Health Center, and we granted them $2,000 for blood pressure cuffs for patients or clients who were unable to monitor blood pressure on a regular basis, but also have blood pressure education classes with their grant money. And then our fourth one was we granted $1,000 to West Plains Bike Group through cycling, an initiative to expand access to the current bike path, which is very new in West Plains, and they're really encouraging healthy lifestyles.
Yes, in Oregon County, not too far from where Robin is at, they had a remote area medical program that provides dental and vision and medical care for their community. And then in Nixa, just south of Springfield, they gave grants for clothing and food in the schools, and dental hygiene is a big program. Trails are big, community gardens.
I think one thing is don't ever be afraid to apply for a grant and always be looking for them, because new grants are coming up all the time. And you never know when one's going to just your organization or your need.
Yeah, we've got some nodding heads.
Yeah, Robin, I think you're right. I think, you know, keeping your eyes open for opportunities locally, nationally, making sure that opportunities you find are a fit both with the funding organization and their values and their mission is also a fit with the work you want to be doing and with your organization and your mission. Making sure those things are aligned is very important.
I think, too, we have lots of good things going on with our affiliate foundation, so I would encourage listeners to learn more about that program. That really sets the foundation in their community to help collaborate, bring in more funding, really sets that foundation for long-term sustainability for their community.
Alice Wingo is Vice President of Affiliate Foundations for the Community Foundation of the Ozarks. Sarah Morrow is Senior Community Liaison with the Missouri Foundation for Health. And Robin Morgan is President of the West Plains Community Foundation Board of Directors. For more information on the Rural Ozarks Health Initiative, or ROHI, the Community Foundation of the Ozarks at cfozarks.org or the Missouri Foundation for Health at mffh.org. For KSMU and Making a Difference, I'm Mike Smith.